Get my equipment set up here, and Orville is just starting to record. And Orville, talk a little bit. You've got some medals of decoration here. You've got the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Talk a little bit about how you earned them.
I guess you'd say the line of duty. Yeah, it tells you on the Bronze Star business. It was an engagement we were in, and I was wounded, and I really couldn't get away anyway. But I stayed with my boys. I was a staff sergeant, and I stayed with my boys until they vanquished the enemy, you might say, and then I was taken back to the hospital. But it was a day or so later. But
Well, I should call you Sergeant then. Sergeant, what kind of things were did you do during World War II?
I was with a reconnaissance division, and of course reconnaissance, we was always out ahead of the main division, looking for that strength of the enemy and what they had, and whether they were actually going to fight or whether they were just trying to run, and it was just get all the information we could on the enemy that was confronting us. And of course that meant a lot of moving around, and then in the nights we outposted, in the head of the division, we was security. Actually, what we were is nighttime security for the division, so that when the enemy attacked today, we'd be the first in line. Because we didn't stay and fight, we just informed them that enemy was coming, and we just get out of there and let the bigger stuff, because we didn't have very big equipment. Armored cars and jeeps is all we had in the recon, and we had the big tanks behind us, see, because I was in an armored division, and tanks were our big thing.
Was
So
that over in Europe?
that was in the European Theater of Operations,
Okay,
yes.
which part of Europe? In Belgium?
Well, actually, we didn't go in on the invasion. But we went in shortly as we went in as a division, and they couldn't handle a full division for the landing. But we went in as soon as it was secure enough so we could put a division on land. And then we backed up our troops through the hedgerows. And then when they broke through, then we took in and went across France with General Patton's army. Third Army.
With General Patton's Third Army?
With Third Army is when we went across France. So. Because he was a tank man.
What kind of how many battles would you estimate do you remember being in?
Well, actually, see, the battles, what they called battles, my service star there lists four battles. But see, a battle could be a lot of conflicts, because a battle was a certain area that you were taking. That would be the Battle of the Ardennes and stuff like that. But in that would be many encounters. See, you might be fighting a different portion of the enemy every day for a week or so. So you'd be conflicts in many times in a battle. So battle was a certain area you took, and then in that battle with many individual conflicts, different. As far as being in contact with the enemy, I don't know, many times, as many times you'd be in contact with the enemy, but they wouldn't, they'd be just contacts, conflicts, or whatever you want to call them. But
And would you set up camp would you just travel around, or would you set up camp in a certain area for a few days?
well, the only time we actually set up a permanent camp was if we were after we got severely mauled or something, and we needed more vehicles or something, then we would go into a rest area. But otherwise, we moved every day. Through France, we'd cover maybe 20 miles or 30 miles a day, but we didn't battle too much because our enemy were trying to get back to the homeland, and they didn't want to fight unless they had to. It was more or less during France with just a lot of running. Of course, we run across groups that fought back also, but the most of them were just trying to get home. They knew they were whipped. When we whipped them on the beach, they were done. They had no installations farther inland. So
And what years did this encompass?
Well, my first conflict was in August, around the 1st of August in 1944, and the last one was right after crossing the Rhine River in March. So in March of the following year, which would be 45.
So you could tell even then that we were winning these European battles.
Definitely, definitely. After the turning point probably was the Battle of the Bulge. See, the enemy, they gathered up all the resources that they could find in that last great shove, and it failed. So they were done. And then it was just a matter of claiming the route ahead of us. But we ended up at the Baltic Sea. We started in at the beaches at Normandy, and we ended up at the Baltic Sea.
What was that like, coming over the beaches of Normandy?
Well, of course, they said we weren't in at the start, but it was disastrous. You could see dead bodies still laying there, you know. And I remember at night they get smelling so bad and have to go look them up. And I think about this occasionally. This one enemy soldier, we found him in a dugout, or in a, I'm sorry, not a dugout. It was a dugout, but we call them foxholes. And so we just covered him up. See, so they just covered him up. And I often think about now, we didn't put no sign or anything. He might still be buried there. You never know. And this happened so many times during the war that people would get covered up. And that's where our missing soldiers are at, even in our own. And I'm sure there was many missing soldiers out of the German army. And that's where a lot of them happened. See, they get covered up and nobody marked the grave. And so that was it.
What do your honors mean to you now, as you look at them now?
As I look at them now, I think, was I ever that foolish? No, it is just, well, you know, I don't know. They probably don't have the meaning to me now as they did when I first earned them and younger. But my daughter had this made for my funeral. No, she wanted it hung on the wall, but I just never did. But
if you could, for the people who may be listening to this, who obviously can't see it, but describe a little bit what you have on here.
Well, this is the Bronze Star, and this is the Medal of Verdun. Now, the Medal of Verdun was given by the French city of Verdun. Verdun was, I should go back, they gave it to us because we were the first troops into Verdun in World War II. Verdun was a deciding battle in World War I. So when we went in there, World War II, and we liberated, they gave us this Medal of Verdun. So that's a French medal. They gave that to the whole division because we were the first ones into Verdun. And this, of course, is the Purple Heart with oak leaf clustered. Oak leaf clustered means the second moon. And this is the World War II Victory Medal. So, and this, of course, is ETO ribbon, European Theater of Operations ribbon, with the four battle stars. So, I went, when I went overseas, I was a PFC, private first class. And in 3 months, I was a staff sergeant, so we lost a lot of men. We lost a lot of non-coms.
And what was it like when you got the word that you were going home and you'd be able to return home?
Well, of course, we stayed after the German army gave up. We spent a few months in Europe, in the Army of Occupation. We'd done a lot of patrolling and stuff like that, you know, looking for renegade soldiers that didn't give up and so forth. And so we were kind of, you know, we were anticipating getting home. It was great, but you know, probably if we'd have come home right directly after the war, I mean, within a month or so, then it would have been more. But you know, we spent just putting in our time over there. So it wasn't quite as exciting to get home, although you're glad to see your people. When we seen the old Statue of Liberty, you know, we were home.
So, do you have any particular memory that really stands out of your time during World War II?
Well, I guess the ones I think about most are the sad ones, where I lost some of my longtime friends that had been with me all through maneuvers and so forth. When I lost those, that was probably, I'll remember that longer than anything. As far as the battles are concerned, you know, you fight and you get over it, and another one comes along, and you almost forget about the last one, fighting the next one. So, no, I think probably that was my most vivid memory, just losing my good friends that I spent so much time with. So I think probably that will remain with me the longest, is losing them. So.
Well, Orville, did you have anything else you'd like to add that maybe I didn't touch on this afternoon?
No, I guess not. Except that I'm very fortunate to have gone through it and lived to tell about it. And the good Lord was taking care of me. So.